Actually, I was actually thinking I'd like to do an episode where we all say the devil's okay backwards.
You should be able to do that anyway, right?
No. Actually, maybe we should do that. Maybe we should have an episode where we play the whole episode backwards.
It won't make any difference. We won't get any more listeners.
That is so fucking sad. It's true.
Welcome to season 2, episode 4. We did warn you that this episode we were going to talk about porn, hi-fi porn. I can't really believe that that's what we're going to talk about. Are we sure that this is what we want to do?
No, we're not. Well, I'm not.
It's not too late to pull out.
Oh, that was a terrible joke.
Is this a pregnant pause?
We've started with a bang.
Oh,
Oh, yeah.
this
It's
is
gonna
so
get
sad.
it's just gonna get worse from here, right? Okay.
Yeah, that's actually the highlight of the whole show.
All right, everyone, just pack up, go home. Nothing to hear, nothing to see. So, hey, Johnny, what music have you been listening to this week?
Yeah, so I've been listening to, and they're not a new band. It's a band called Signals with a full stop. A UK band. I think they're a university band made out of, uni musos in the UK. I mean, one album called The Signals. I think that's the only thing they ever did, and they're just really cool. They're very intellectual, musically fantastic. And the woman, I have no idea what her name is. She has got a brilliant voice, just fantastic. I can listen to her all day, and she just has a really strong English, sort of South English accent coming through. Just love it. I've been listening to her and people like her, like Jump Ship, another English band, quite a lot over the last week.
Trevor, anything weirdly esoteric and not Muppet singing heavy metal, please?
Not weirdly esoteric at all. So, as I mentioned last week, I've been unfaithful to Rune and have been listening to Pandora. I set up a radio for bandwidth for Alabama Shakes. Alabama Shakes is a sort of bluesy female, amazing female vocalist. And it's kind of, I don't know how to describe it. It's sort of modern blues. It's sort of along the line of the Black Keys and that sort of stuff. And so I put on this Alabama Shakes radio and have discovered a couple of new bands that I hadn't heard before. One of them is a band called Kaleo, Kaleo, who are sort of a blues rock band from Norway, I think they are. And rediscovered a band that popped up on that channel, or a person, a guy called Michael Kiwanuka, are the people I've been listening to.
Hey, Aris, you're listening to some interesting stuff today.
I was listening to a whole bunch of stuff that, because I was testing out a new amplifier. I was listening to Bush, their 16 Stone album, which was a bit of a blast from the past. Those guitars are really grungy. Dirty Mind by Prince, which, oh my goodness, what a great album. And then I've been going back to old albums that I've had that I haven't listened to since I first got them, almost when I first started buying CDs. So I was listening to John Mellencamp's Lonesome Jubilee.
Really?
Oh my
Wow.
God, it's
Okay.
so good.
Really?
It's kind of hard to, and of course, Octoon Baby by U2 again. So going back a little way. So okay, Sad Bastards, all of us. We all sort of know what it is. It's unobtainable hi-fi titillation, and you watch it repeatedly.
I wouldn't say repeatedly.
How many times have you gone to certain sites, Johnny, and reread the same?
Oh,
Sorry, watched the same.
That's a different story. Yes. No, I have gone to Wilson Hi-Fi and looked at their speakers a lot. There's the Burnmeister.
German porn.
German porn. It's one of my fetishes. It's that if you have looked at the Burnmeister stuff,
Okay.
it's chrome and it's got fins And I have no, I have no idea what it sounds like, but I can't imagine it sounds bad. But it just excites me.
I thought it was German.
It is German, yeah.
Right, so it has fins though. I'm confused.
I just got really confused.
If you have a look at the amplifiers, there's lots of heat sink fins on it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, the whole design aesthetic is about chrome. It's about 70s retro. It's awesome.
Mm. So is that something that you kind of look at other than in hi-fi?
It's not actually not even something I'd want in my own house.
But it does interest you. So you watch it, review it, reread it, subscribe, search repeatedly.
Yeah. It actually is embarrassing when you say it like that, yeah.
I want to go back through your browser history, Johnny.
No, you don't. You're too much of the boom
master. Yeah, the embarrassing thing about our search history would be that, you know, it's full of hi-fi stuff and that's it.
That's right. Yeah. I've come clean on my... let me rephrase that. I've expressed what I like.
You did say that, didn't you?
Yes. What about you guys?
One of the things I love looking at, and I think we'd all agree, is VU meters.
Yeah, baby.
And valves. So I don't know about you, John, but so for me, things like Line Magnetic, who have the most amazing kind of industrial looking, almost like something out of the 50s. Yeah, valves, VU meters, they do it for me.
But Aris, what about you? Because you've been asking the questions.
Yeah. I think I gravitate to the products that are, they're doing something really, really new. And it is pure, it is, you know, similar to what we said last week, entertaining, but in a way that is entertaining, like reading Scientific American or New Scientist, whether it's...
Yeah, like hi-fi glue with glasses or something?
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly right. So like Magico is a good example of what I would call, you know, hi-fi porn, because, you know, exotic materials on speakers or new material science for transistors. That stuff is, you know, is sexy, right? That's new. That's really interesting. And it's also kind of at the frontier where you just don't know.
But so for you, it's about
new.
It's not so much, but new. I mean, to be perfectly honest, a lot of these new things don't look particularly sexy.
No, it's not the look, though. It's not the pictures, Trevor. It's the content.
Exactly what I'm getting at. Exactly right.
Aris is an intellectual, Trev.
Well, that's right. It's not the pictures.
Are you saying to us, Aris, that you do not like looking at pictures of valve amps?
Okay.
Look, seriously.
You know, there's a resurgence in valves with hybrid technologies for monitoring the power and rectification, etc. That just get more performance out of valves, what you could get out of them that you couldn't do with traditional. So to answer your question, Trevor, the old photos of old valve amps, yeah, they're interesting. But the new stuff that people are doing and some of the photos that come out of some of the gear there, that's exciting. And that's what I would call interesting, titillating, exciting, whatever you want to call it. And I think that's where I gravitate to at the moment.
So, if I was going to equate this to something on a more personal level, would that be like the librarian porn?
Scientific. Yeah, scientific porn. Yeah, nerdy. If you want to put a category to it,
with glasses sort of thing.
Yeah, there you go. If you want to get lowbrow, you know, bring it down to the gutter.
Hang on, the whole episode is, you know,
already in the gutter.
Yeah, you're accusing John of bringing it down to the gutter. Seriously,
okay, he just dug a trench though. That's all. Where do you get it? I mean, where do you get this?
Where'd you get the porn from?
Where do you get it from? Yeah, that's right. Where do you go, Trevor?
So, I think hi-fi porn has gone the way of regular porn. You know, I don't look at... No, I'm not going to say that. People don't look at magazines anymore much because there's so much out there on the internet. So, you know,
the internet is the place to go.
So one of my favorite threads on StereoNet is a thread where people have photos of their systems, and all it is every day someone or a few people put up a shot of, you know, what they've got, what their gear is, all that stuff, and I love it.
That's voyeurism, Trevor. I'd feel uncomfortable doing that. When I go looking for hi-fi porn, my first go-to place is What Hi-Fi.
Really?
Yeah.
That's ancient, though, right?
I know. I just like it because, you know,
it's like hi-fi porn for old people.
Hmm. What Hi-Fi tends to have stuff that you could almost afford, and in many cases is, you know, not run-of-the-mill stuff, but it's stuff that a lot of people could afford. It's mainstream.
Yeah.
So
but
fairly pedestrian tastes, John, I think.
The top of the range stuff is, it's kind of like, you know, yeah, you can almost do that. And it's kind of achievable. I like that.
Is that part of the, you know, the fantasy for you?
You could almost, if you stretched.
Almost have it, yeah. I can't, but I could almost have it.
Hey, we're skirting around this topic. I mean, is it an obsession? Because it sounds like it's a bit obsessive. Or is it an addiction? Or is it both? Or, like, for a whole day, could you go a whole day without looking at a hi-fi website?
Absolutely.
2 days?
I could go for a few days and then I'll have a bit of a rush.
Withdrawals, yeah. Because I reckon we all look at hi-fi porn every day, especially at this COVID era.
So I reckon I'd struggle to not be on a forum, but that's different. I think that's, you know, I'm not on any social media, but, well, apart from the hi-fi forum. So for me, it's a social thing. It's different to looking at pictures of Valve Amps or VU meters.
It's actually more a drug addiction type.
I think it's a therapy group, Trevor. I reckon, you know, it's like a little circle that you go to and say, Hi, my name is Trevor. I'm a sad bastard and I'm addicted to hi-fi.
Yeah. In fact, a few people have introduced themselves on StereoNet as, hi, I'm so-and-so and I'm addicted. And, really? And I look at that and I go, yep, get out of here because this is just going to feed the addiction.
Trevor's taken like the next step. He's now banned from being within 100 metres of any hi-fi store.
Yeah, they've all taken out restraining orders. He just comes in and drools. He never buys anything.
It dribbles and everything. It's horrible.
So, it sounds like hi-fi porn is really an active part of the imagination and fulfills a sort of core part of our needs. What happens when expectation becomes real? Has it ever been successful for you, where you've realised your fantasy?
Yeah.
Take us on the journey, Johnny.
Okay. Alrighty. The only hi-fi porn journey I've ever really had. Their keys were a real hi-fi journey, which, you know, I lusted over them intellectually.
That's such a contradiction.
Mm. But physically, I lusted after them, so I think they look really cool. They came real in my house. I listen to them every day and mm-hmm. I love them. I think they're absolutely fantastic. So in terms of expectation against realization, bang on. Are you having a wee, Aris? No, so my journey is, the keys to me have been like the ultimate success. My other stuff has been a bit of a failure. It's just, a bit disappointed.
So, Aris, tell us about your feelings on hi-fi porn. You know, what's the reality versus the
expectation
fantasy
versus reality? Yeah. It's tricky because hi-fi porn is just another word for research, right? It's in some ways, when things that I've wanted have become manifest, I think they generally deliver to what the expectation was. But I think the expectation changes. Sometimes it, you know, in my case, it means I want more of that, and in some cases it's a completely different direction, right?
Aris, you've been pretty promiscuous with your hi-fi gear, I must say.
Oh, but only in a monogamous sort of way.
But my I don't know, if I think about my reality versus what I've kind of lusted after. If I look at, say, Line Magnetic as an example, so for me, I've always wanted Valves. I've always felt they, you know, there's something magical about them. They look good. They just seem to be incredible. And I, you know, I spent a lot of time looking at Line Magnetic stuff, which has got Valves and VU meters. I mean, what more could you want? I ended up buying a Line Magnetic amp, and I had it in my system for, I don't know, a year, more than a year.
2 years, I think.
Yeah. It looked great. It was, you know, incredible.
Multi-talented.
I liked the sound. But then ultimately I realized, and I've done this a couple of times in the past, actually, I've had Valves in my system and have wanted to like them, and they end up going. And I've ended up back with a, you know, a very powerful solid state amp. So, yeah, look, I don't know. I mean, so the... But having said that, the Sanders amp that I bought is something I bought just based on research. I read a lot about it. I quite like how it looks and bought it completely unheard. So, yeah, do I still lust after Valves? Hell yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They just look so good. I mean,
What is it with you guys with the Valve amps?
So this is, you know, I guess it's where... For me, anyway, it's where the, you know, the idea or something, the fantasy, if you want to call it, is not the same as the reality. So I really love Valves. I really love how they look. I love the idea of them, but they've never worked for me.
I've had an interest in Valves for a long time, and it did manifest recently into a Valve amp, swapping out a muscle amp. So I've gone from two monos at a kilowatt each to actually a stereo amp, not monos, Valve that do 130.
And they're insanity heroes.
And so the reality of those valves now is, and a preamp valve, a Valve preamp from a brand called Octave, absolutely beats anything I've had in my system ever. And I would go so far as to say better than anything I've heard in any of our systems. Okay, let's get back to the topic, right?
Seriously, I was just so dreading editing this thing.
You have to leave that in, John. The bit about dreading editing. That's actually really funny.
It's going to be fucking horrible.
Are you a real audiophile if you don't look at Hi-Fi Porn?
Question.
Well, clearly you're not a sad bastard. You're definitely not a sad bastard if you don't.
No, look, I'm going to take the view is you can be an audiophile and not look at porn. Hi-fi porn, but you can't be a sad bastard if you don't look at hi-fi porn.
So hang on, you can be an audiophile but not a sad bastard? That's new to me.
No, I think by definition an audiophile is a sad bastard by definition.
Yeah, I'm questioning. It's axiomatic. I'm questioning our identities now. This is tricky.
At the end of the day, what you watch, as long, especially in hi-fi area, there's very little to go wrong. I mean, you're not going to get in trouble. I think you should even ask your wife or our wives and say, look, would you rather me be A, looking at, or B, hi-fi?
So does anyone ask their wives, and I'll put this out to our audience as well, to look at hi-fi porn with them?
No, don't get stupid on me, Trevor.
My vote is saying hi-fi porn is actually a really good thing for the audiophile. It keeps a happy marriage.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
No, don't think so.
But if you're spending all your day, instead of doing work, looking at hi-fi websites, that's clearly a problem.
I don't agree with that, no.
No, Aris is talking about himself here. <I think. laughs>
So next episode, probably next week, depending on whether John actually gets off his ass and edits the next episode. Our next episode will be on cables. How about we talk about cables? All cables, not just power cables, which John loves, but all cables, interconnects, RCAs, XLRs, speaker cables, power cables, USB cables, my favorite topic.
Awesome. Love it.
I can't wait. This should be good.
Yeah. Smackdown.
Let there be blood in the water.
Okay.
All right. See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye. Was that good, Jenny? Was it good for you?
Brilliant, Trev.
Okay, I'm stopping recording.
Oh my goodness.